Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. Today, I want to talk to, I'm probably showing my age, so I better explain myself. The embodiment of the perils of Pauline. Back in the day when they had movies that didn't even have sound, there was this terrible villain that kept putting Pauline in harm's way, tying her down to railroad tracks and doing all other kinds of perfidious things to her. She was always able to survive because the hero was able to rescue her just in the nick of time. And I think that Shanine Allen is our day's version of the perils of Pauline. It has been a rough go for the last couple of years, and all because Shanine Allen thought she ought to be able to protect herself, which in Philadelphia, in Pennsylvania in particular, isn't that big a deal. You can get a concealed carry permit without too much ado. But that's not uniformly the case elsewhere, and that's what we're going to talk about today. We are also going to have the benefit of Shanine's attorney, Michelle Chapman. She'll conclude.
Michelle Christian.
I was thinking of somebody else. My apologies. Let's make sure we get that right. Michelle Christian. We're going to be kept on the straight and narrow for any stupid mistakes I make, such as a last name, and anything else that needs correcting. So Michelle will be our go-to for bailing me out. But Shanine, I'd like to just give you a chance to describe, first of all, why did you decide you wanted to become a concealed carry firearms owner and go get that permit?
Oh, when I first went to go get my permit, I originally went to go get it to protect me and my children. The main reason is because I work three jobs, and my third job, I get off really late. It was like 4:30 in the morning. Ugh. And, I would have to go pick both of my boys up from daycare that time of night. Ugh. And coming home, in the area I was at is very bad. So when I went to get my license to carry, I went to get it because I was robbed twice in the same month.
So you were closing a convenience store, and you were looking at the wrong end of a gun twice within a month? Is that right?
Twice in the same month.
So I would think that even in a place such as New Jersey, which is the adjacent state for you, that might be something that would constitute reason to want to own a gun. But then in New Jersey, reason isn't really something that seems to apply. I was just writing a nasty gram to the chief of police of Berlin, New Jersey. He's the guy that dragged his feet on issuing a concealed carry permit to Carol Brown. She was afraid that her ex-boyfriend was going to kill her. Well, he did. She never did get her concealed carry permit, even though the time limit had expired, but she expired before she was able to get an expired permit. That is how outrageous it is in New Jersey. And this chief of police has no apology. He even broke the law because he was supposed to get her that permit within a month, and it was 2 months, and it was still counting. And so that is the environment that you were happily driving along in Atlantic County one night, having gotten your concealed carry permit not that long before, if I am correct.
Yes. I had my license to carry, but when I originally went to get my firearm, I didn't get it until that month when I had got robbed. So I made sure I had my license, so when I did go purchase a firearm, I can whenever I need it, even though we have that grace period where we have to wait right after we get the carry permit just to purchase a firearm. Once I did get robbed, that's when I went to get my license, my firearm. And I just feel bad for, you know, for that young lady's story, because if she would have had it, she would have been able to protect herself, and she wouldn't have been in the situation she's in now. I know that for a fact. I was just going across New Jersey, and I was taking my kids to go to the hotel. I was bringing them up the next day. So I didn't bring him that night because I was going to go set up the room and surprise him for his birthday. I bought a dog and, you know, I had cake and everything in the car, and I was taking it up to the room to go set up. So I
well,
worked that
no
whole
good
day.
Deed goes unpunished, as we will shortly hear.
Yes, yes. So I went to go set up the room, and on my way there, I was not even 5 minutes away from the hotel room, and I got pulled over.
And do you know what it was that you were pulled over for?
Well, I would like to back up. Shanine, I think it's really important for everyone to know you obtained your license legally. You went to you went through all the legal channels that you were supposed to do, especially in Philadelphia, which I'm not sure if you know, Larry, which you may. In Philadelphia, it's even harder than just Pennsylvania.
Right. They're sorry they have to give you a permit, but they'll make it as hard as they can.
So she received her permit. She received her firearm. And when she was pulled over in New Jersey, it is 5 days later.
Hmm. Yes.
5 days after she obtained her firearm.
I had my firearm, and I only had it for 5 days. So I never used it, never fired it. I was just going to go, actually, right after the party, I had my lessons to go and learn how to use my firearm. That's why I had it on me. That's why I had it with me, so that when I came back from the party, we can come back to Philadelphia, and I would go to my classes and learn how to use that specific firearm.
It sounds like a pretty dangerous mindset you had there, m'lady. Wow, how dangerous.
How dangerous. How dangerous with some cake and my kids. So I'm going to be so wrong to the state of New Jersey.
Traveling with your puppy
the
across state lines.
Right.
My little puppy that I put in my purse, my handbag. That's how small she is. I had a big bazooka. I was going to do so much wrong, but.
So the dog and the gun fit in the same purse.
Yes, she does.
Well, it's a shame the dog doesn't bite. That might have solved the problem with the cop. Anyway, you get pulled over. And,
I got pulled over, and I asked the officer, what did I do wrong? Why was I being pulled over? And he just told me to just get my credentials and please be quiet. And I did that. I went in the back.
Let me interject. You never found out why you were pulled over. My guess is, and Michelle, maybe you can tell me I'm on the moon on this, but my guess is, because we know that Maryland does something like this, that he might have just done a you know, like any snooping cop, run the numbers on the license plate that Shanine had on her car, and that may be that he was able, because maybe Philadelphia, maybe Pennsylvania makes it possible, to compare the owner of a car with somebody that is on the list for a concealed carry permit. And that may be, if that happened, that would then explain why he pulled you over.
Yeah, because actually when I found out where he was at, you know, I wanted to know, was he just driving around? What made him pull me over? Mind you, I was on a turnpike 5 minutes away from the hotel, and he was coming the opposite way going towards Philadelphia. So the trooper was actually on construction duty. He was outside. I think he was supposed to have been parked at a certain location and, you know, blocking off the construction site that was being done at the time. But he flipped around from the opposite side of the turnpike onto New Jersey turnpike on the side I was going towards the room. And pulled me over. Mind you, it's 1 o'clock in the morning, and I was the only one on the road with trucks. So it was clear. It was nice.
Well, let's pause there. We're coming up on a break. We're talking with Shanine Allen, a Pennsylvania gun owner. I don't believe at the moment in possession of her gun, but we'll get into that as well. And her attorney, Michelle Christian. And as you can see, she needs an attorney. We'll be back shortly and continue with what happened with Shanine Allen.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-210-4432. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. Again, 1-800-210-4432.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, expose themselves. Wow. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Well, we're back with Shanine Allen and her attorney, Michelle Christian. Shanine has been telling us about a rather fateful evening, early morning, actually. She's driving on her way to Atlantic City, New Jersey, something which I would highly recommend against, and you'll see why. I grew up in New Jersey, but I got out of there as fast as I could, and I almost never have been back, and the next time will be, if I never get back, that'll be too soon. And I think you'll see that I'm not speaking all that hyperbolically. Shanine, you get pulled over. The cop won't tell you why he pulled you over. Just shut up. And so he's doing what? Is he writing a ticket? What's going on?
Well, the trooper is just standing there, face and body, leaned in my car. Really, he's all in my face, and it was scaring me because I wanted to know, you know, why was you pulling me over in the first place? I was under the speed limit because I was tired, and, you know, I wasn't driving fast, had no reason to. So when I went to get my purse from out of the back seat, I put it on my lap, and he was that close, so close to me, he could actually smell my breath. So I looked in my purse, and I went to get my license and my registration, because I knew it wasn't in my glove compartment. I knew I had it in my purse. So when I saw my firearm, it was in a holster, and it was in the middle part of my pocketbook. So I looked at him, and I said, well, you won't tell me why you're pulling me over, but I want to just let you know that before I go in my purse, I'm licensed to carry, and I have my firearm on me. And he said, what? And I repeated myself. I said, I have my license to carry and my firearm on me. I just wanted to let you know before I dig up my purse. So he cut me off and said, hold on, where is it at? I said, it's right here in my purse. And I went to give him my purse. He must have thought I was going to go inside of it and grab it. And he just immediately snatched it and grabbed it out of my hand and then put it, my purse, on the hood of my car. And that's when he went to search in my pocketbook and asked me to step out the car. And my kid's father was driving with me, and he told him to step out the car, and he called for backup immediately. Backup came not even 2 minutes later, and he came and he secured my kid's father and went to check my vehicle and asked me if I have any other weapons. At this time, I'm crying, and I'm asking him, what is the problem? I still didn't even think a firearm was the issue. I asked, what is the problem? Why are you arresting me? Why are you putting these cuffs on me? And the officer said, well, you're supposed to have your firearm a certain way. And I said, a certain way? How? Can you tell me how? And he didn't even know. I knew he didn't know, because he was like, well, I said, well, can you tell me so I can do it the right way? And my kid's father said, what are y'all doing? She's licensed to carry that. That's her firearm. She got it the right way. What's the problem? He said, well, it's the way that she has it. He said, my partner could let her go, but he already put the paperwork in and everything. So,
oh, well, we can't mess around if we've done the paperwork. That's the end of everything. Yeah, right.
Right. That's the end of everything.
He's not a cop. He's a bureaucrat.
Yes. So I asked him, while I was still crying, I said, well, can you just, you know, let me go? He said, well, listen, we're going to let you go, but we have to take you in. And they put the cuffs on me and put me into the car, in the back seat of the cop car, and took me to the station. He just closed my car up and left it on the highway with the dog inside and the cake. Didn't even lock it up, just left it there and put me and my kid's father in two different cars. And drove me there, and while we was driving there, I was just in the back seat letting them know, I still don't understand this. Why did you pull me over in the first place? And he said, well, I'm not the arresting officer. I'm just taking you back to the studio. So he said, well, I said, well, why am I even being put in? I still don't understand this. Can you tell me why? He said, well, listen, I know you didn't know the law. Because if you knew the law, you wouldn't have told us that you had the firearm on you. It just don't make sense. He said, well, I recommend that when you go to court, let your public defender or your attorney know that I'm the arrest officer. I'm writing this up. I wasn't the one who actually pulled you over, but I know you didn't know the law, because if you knew, you wouldn't have told us. So the judge or whoever's there that day should, you know, look and recommendation to what I'm going to put down in my report, because you didn't know. I can clearly see you didn't know. And I'm sorry about this, but we had, you know, he already wrote it up and had to take you in. So once they took me in and handcuffed me and shackled my feet to a bench and took my kid's father in and locked him in the cage.
Now, I've met you. You are a dangerous-looking person, I must say. I am so glad those cops are not taking any chances.
Just following procedures. It's got to do it by the book.
Yeah, procedure. Procedure, okay. That's exactly what he said. My kid's father said, why are you doing this? He said, we're following procedure. This is procedure. He said, is that necessary? You have her handcuffed to the bench, shackled to the bench. My ankles were shackled. So why they had me shackled? They was going through my firearm and trying to open it.
they didn't even know how, probably.
They didn't know how to open it. No, it took them about 3.5 hours to open it.
So the moment of greatest danger during that whole time was when the cop had your gun in his hands because he didn't know what he was doing.
Right. She was a threat. They had already told her they knew she wasn't a threat. And they shackled her.
That is so outrageous because if they really thought that they just, well, can't take any chances, then that means these guys are robots, and cops shouldn't be robots.
And mind you, I wasn't a threat because neither one of them read me my Miranda right. And I was actually granted that in court because they asked why, the judge asked them, why didn't y'all read her Miranda rights? And they both said, well, I thought he was going to do it, and I thought that he was going to do it, and that was just that. That's why. I didn't.
It would have been
it.
A really difficult thing to say, hey, partner, did you read her rights yet?
Yeah. I was such a threat, I didn't get read my Miranda rights.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Well, actually, you wouldn't read the rights to somebody that you're not arresting. And they probably knew that they had no reason to arrest you. There was nothing plausible about you.
Right, it was
you.
Plausible.
So I can see why it didn't occur to them.
There was no cause. There's no cause. I didn't find out. So after all of that processing and fingerprinting me and everything and having me sit there and wait, because really the wait was them not being able to open my firearm because I had a key to it. The paperwork was easy. It was enough. I had no background. I had nothing on my record. The firearm wasn't my name. I even had the application from where I bought it from on me. And all my paperwork and everything on me made it very easy for them. It was a brand new firearm. They just couldn't.
Yeah, and she bought this firearm because she has young children. She bought it for protection. So those were the specifics she gave the gun owner shop. She said, look, I need this to protect myself.
Incredible. We're talking to Shanine Allen. When we get back, we'll give out a web address that you can send some help her way, because it's been pretty nasty not being able to work. And we'll get into all that in just a little bit. So stay tuned, please.
So the phone rings, and I pick it up, and it's Mark. And Mark says to me, hey, third Sunday, June, Father's Day, I ordered Dad a gun. It's here. He's going to build it out, and we're going to go out on Father's Day shooting. You want to come? And I said, yeah, what a great idea for a Father's Day gift, an AR-15 rifle kit from Guns80.com. I think I'll get my dad one. He says, go ahead. See you out on the range. So we're going to meet on the range on Father's Day. Get your dad an AR-15 rifle kit at Guns80.com, Guns80.com, or call 844-2-GUNS-80.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-210-4432. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Shanine Allen, accompanied by her attorney, Michelle Christian. Shanine, as you have been hearing, was caught up by a couple of stupid cops who had no idea how they could mess somebody's life up for no good reason. They just were following the book, at least in their mind, and resulted in, I'm sure, Shanine's first inside look at a police station. And it wasn't just a brief encounter with the inside of the police station. Why don't you continue, Shanine, and tell us how the rest of your night didn't go very well either.
Oh, yeah. Larry, when I was sitting there at that moment watching them open my firearm, I finally told them that, you know, hey, you can't open it because the key is right here on my arm. So I used the key and opened it up. Not only did I have the regular safety that everyone has on it, and I had another safety key on it where you just press, you know, slide the little slot over, and I had an actual key that changes from fire to safe. And I have kids, so I specifically got that firearm because of that third safety key, because it can't be fired without that key at all.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it would take a lot. So
basically, you had about a 4-pound rock in your purse.
Yes, yes, yes. And when they finally let me go, on my own recognizance, I guess. And that's when I was told, when the officer took me back to my vehicle, he told me why they arrested me. why they pulled me over. They pulled me over for failure to maintain my lane. He gave me a ticket. And I'm like, what's this? He's like, this is the ticket for why we pulled you over. And I said, well, you're giving this to me now? This is the reason why you pulled me over? What's failure to maintain my lane? But he said, well, you wasn't in the lane exactly. You was just a little bit out of the white line. I said, okay, I wasn't over the speed limit. I wasn't nothing like that. Okay, it's 1 in the morning. I'm tired. The only time I crossed that white line was when you guys pulled me over. So I just let it go. I was like, you know, that was just a reason to pull me over. Y'all didn't have a real reason to pull me over. This is just...
They finally invented something.
Yeah,
right.
Invented something to pull me over with, and you give it to me when you're giving me the ticket and you let
me go. So not only is the cop stupid, he's a liar.
Exactly.
And we know, I'm more convinced the more I talk to you, that they had a way to find out that you're a pistol-packing mama.
Yes, they knew. They knew when they ran my plate. They knew when they seen my car, they must have thought I was a male because I had a Chevy Impala. It was all black, and it was when I bought it, it had tinted windows already on it. So they must have thought I was some guy from Philly riding bad, you know, or
okay.
Something. Who knows? They racially profiled me, and I believe that. They profiled me from my car and everything. So when they seen I was a female and everything was right, they just happened to be, I guess in their eyes, lucky that night that I had a firearm and thought that it wasn't registered or, you know, whatever they thought in their minds. But after that, I went back to the room and I cried, and I still had my kids at my birthday party and went back to Philadelphia the next morning, got my kids and brought them back to the hotel room and had the party for them in left New Jersey. Ever since then, I've been going to court, back and forth to New Jersey, to Philadelphia, going to court, and it was snowing, and I had a court date coming up that I didn't have to appear for. But because the court automatically regenerated this court date, even though the court was closed, it still put down that I had court, and they issued a fugitive warrant for my arrest. I didn't even know I had. I found out that it was issued out for 2.5 weeks before I got arrested. I went to a bar, which I was...
I hadn't realized this. This is even more preposterous than anything I understood. Oh, my goodness. A computer-generated warrant... from a court that's closed down.
Closed. It was closed.
Had you been there and banged on the door, nobody would have opened.
Nope. I called the court, and they said it was closed due to the snowstorm. It was snowing last year. I don't know if everybody remember, but it closed down New Jersey and Philadelphia and Delaware. And there was no court.
That's what I like about snow, by the way. It closes government down.
Yes.
But so here we are. They're not open, but somehow you're responsible for not having been there.
Right. Which I had no reason. I've been to every court date. I had no reason to not go to court. So I found out I had this fugitive warrant when I went to go apply for a job at a bar, and they was watching me work. And at any job, they look at your ID. This specific bar had a database where so they put my name up in the computer, and it came up that I had a fugitive warrant. Don't know how they had this FBI database, but it came up I had a fugitive warrant. And instead of them and telling me that, you know, go take care of this, you know, you got a warrant off your arrest, they called the cops on me. And the cops came, and they arrested me there. And
damn, nice.
For 48 days in 2 different prisons.
So I knew about the 48 days, but I had no understanding how this had actually come about. It's much worse than what I had originally understood. Incredible.
A lot of people didn't know that I was locked up twice. And the first time was actually 6 hours, and they let me go. The reason why I got locked up the second time is because they put a fugitive warrant on for my arrest. And they took me in because of court.
It took 48 days. There was a snow day.
Yes.
So they finally did realize that at the end of that whole time?
Yes. And then when I went to court to see the judge, I had to see the original judge in New Jersey in Hamilton County. When I saw him, my bail was $50,000, and I was detained. So no matter what I would have did or they would have did, I was detained until I saw that specific judge. When I saw him, He bumped my bill from $50,000 to $15,000. So I asked, you know, we asked why can't I be just let go of my own countenance? This was not something that wasn't my fault. He said, well, this is a lawful possession charge. It's a second degree charge. So for that being said, bail, $15,000. I had to pay $1,500 to get out of jail that night.
So now they've added
again, she's not a threat to anyone once again. And they up her bail just for the purpose of doing it because they don't want guns in New Jersey.
Of the charge.
And she had a gun.
And they want to make sure that the world.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, anybody listening, why don't you take their message and take it to heart? Were you planning a vacation in New Jersey? Why don't you not do that? That might be a good idea.
Yes. It's extremely disappointing when the court was closed. I believe it was a well-publicized state of emergency.
Yes, it was.
That I guess the when the warrant was issued, no one in the warrants department realized that. I bet they had off that day, though.
I'll bet.
Before the state of emergency.
So, yes.
So when I got down there and I made the bell, I came home. The day I had court, the week after, my public defender at the time told me that to go home and kiss my kids and get ready to do 3.5 years minimum in prison.
Oh, that's a cheerful thought.
Yes, she said those exact words, and I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "I don't see how you know this is unlawful possession. I don't think we're going to win this." And we go to trial. She said, "I don't know." I said, "Well, we're going to have to go to trial. I'm not taking a deal." She said, "I know," and she kind of like gave me a hint to try to get another attorney. And that's what I did. Somebody called me from jail and gave me Evan F. Nappin's information and told me to call him if she think he can help. So I did.
Well, we're coming up on another break. This will be our last segment coming up. Want to encourage folks to try to give some support because Shanine has been out of work for a couple of years. It's been extremely difficult. ShanineAllen.org. I'll repeat that when we get back from the break, and we'll give you the rest of what happened to the Perils of Pauline, 21st Century Version.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Pennsylvania concealed carry permit holder Shanine Allen, trying to protect herself after she'd been robbed at gunpoint twice in the middle of the night, and trying to protect herself and her two little boys. And for her trouble, she's now ensnared in the New Jersey criminal justice system, and I'm tempted to say injustice system, but in any case, quite an ordeal. Why don't we pick up where you had left us? You're about ready to.
Yes.
I guess your public defender is giving you the cheerful news that, well, you know, you're probably going to get 3.5 years.
Yes, she let me know that I was going to do 3.5 years in prison at minimum, and the maximum was 12 years. That was a very big number to swallow. So I called the attorney right away, Evan S. Knappen, and he told me that this was a crazy, crazy story, and this shouldn't even have been brought to court.
Right.
So I went public and tried to tell everyone my story, and it actually went great because I got this pardon from Governor Christie on April 2nd. And I'm actually awaiting to go to court to fight Pennsylvania to get my license to carry back, because they didn't just hand it back over to me like they were supposed to. So right now, that's what I'm dealing with right now. I don't have any money coming in at all. I'm trying to get back to work, but we have to wait for the expungement to go through. So I'm just waiting around for New Jersey and Pennsylvania to do their jobs and trying to push them, because I am still walking around with no license to carry, no firearm. They didn't send me my firearm back yet from New Jersey. Pennsylvania won't give me my license to carry back. They're making me go through court to appeal it next week.
So, Larry, we filed an appeal. Yeah, we have an appeal that has been filed. We will be going to court later this month. So now, Shanine, who has been thrown into the spotlight, everyone knows she's walking around unarmed.
Yep.
Thank you. Pennsylvania,
yep.
New Jersey, because
yep.
Now everyone knows that she's vulnerable.
And
we have to now fight for her to exercise her constitutional right to protect herself and her family. And that's all this is. This is a young mom, a single mother, two little boys, wants to protect herself and her family and go to work every day.
And it just went wrong, and this has destroyed her life. She is starting to speak out on this issue so that hopefully this doesn't happen to other people. There's too many patchwork rules and laws.
Amen.
There's no way the average citizen and above average citizen could understand the way the laws are written when it comes to firearms.
Yes.
So Shanine is really getting out there and trying to be an advocate for everyone so that this doesn't happen to anyone else.
You know, maybe I should say this, Michelle. If anybody listening has a gun and carries, you better have the name of an attorney, and you better have already spoken with that attorney so that if you have to make a call at 3 in the morning, they know, okay, that's Larry Pratt calling. We've had our conversation. Good to go.
But Larry, I didn't read that in the Second Amendment. The right to bear arms, and you better have a lawyer or a retainer. I didn't know that little part was there, but it's true.
Oh, you're such a purist. Yes, indeed.
Yes.
I didn't know that was there.
And so no, and in a free country, we wouldn't have it there in a free country either, right?
So Shanine does have a website, ShanineAllen.org. Please, if everyone could look out to help her. Her events are on there. She is speaking next week, on June 16th in Pennsylvania.
Yes, at Bucks County Community College. It's going to be Bucks County Community College. So you can look on my website, ShanineAllen.org. If you can help me out and donate.
She's speaking with Pennsylvanians for Self-Protection.
Yes.
Oh, good, good. Well,
and they're an avid supporter of Shanine.
Yes, well, I love to speak out. So anyone would like me to come to any events and come speak, go to my website, ShanineAllen.org, and put the information in. It'll come straight to me, and I can talk to you in detail more about it. I just want to thank everyone who supported me, who's been there for me through the whole nonsense. I just want to be a regular person and live my life and work and now help other people who are going through this right now. There are still people going through this terrible situation that I've been through. So now that I'm an advocate, I'm also a phlebotomist and a medical assistant. My professional job position. So any work, just anything, just contact me, ShanineAllen.org.
Excellent.
And let me know. Thank you.
And people could also get in touch with me at Gun Owners of America if they didn't get all of that. We'll be glad to get a hold of Shanine and let her call you back. So this is something that could happen to anybody. And I think, as you were indicating, Shanine, it probably is, as we speak, happening to somebody else because we have a government that doesn't look at themselves as our employees, but as our masters.
Right.
And they're completely out of line, out of control. And what happened to you, unhappily, could and probably is happening to other people. And the one good thing about all this terrible situation is that they couldn't have picked a better person from our point of view for them to have been so stupid with. Because you're an attractive woman, you're an articulate person, a single mom. What they did to you is clearly unconscionable. And I hope it's going to come back on them double hard.
Yes, yes, I agree.
And you ended up with a good attorney who really has a heart for defending people like you. And Michelle, I can just tell from our conversations that you would fit in very comfortably at Gun Owners of America because we have that same view about the Second Amendment. And it basically is not an instruction to we the people. It's an instruction to the government. Leave us alone.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, and thank you, Larry. I appreciate that. But Shanine's an easy person to support. This is an easy case. This is a no-brainer. This is one of those cases. This is not party politics. This is the right thing to do. This is the Constitution. This isn't Democrat, Republican, left, right.
Yes.
This just makes sense, and it's just amazing to me that anyone would think otherwise.
except they do think otherwise if they work for the criminal justice system in New Jersey. It's stunning how many people were so stuck on stupid in poor Shanine's case. And the one cop that sort of had the right idea didn't have the strength of his convictions. And so really, it's a system that kind of consumes even those that are within it.
And the prosecutor in this case is the same prosecutor that let Ray Rice take an easy probation road instead of seeking charges against him and pursuing a different route for knocking his then fiance out on camera. There was no disputing that. This is the same exact prosecutor.
Yes.
Now, so, for those that are as culturally illiterate as I am, he's a sports figure, right? A well-known sports figure? Okay. So, this is a guy that got special consideration because, quote, he's important.
Yeah.
And Shanine, you're a nothing. So we're going to just let the system grind you down.
Yes.
Yes, and that's a shame because the reality is most people, most Americans, are that nothing. Just regular people going to work, going home to their families. That's it. That's what regular people do. That's the majority. And this is what could happen to the majority.
Yes. Well, it certainly is. And again, I hope folks listening will reach out with a tangible amen to that. Go to ShanineAllen.org. There's a place to donate on that page. And Shanine has not been able to work because when an employer, a would-be employer, does a background on her, oh, she's got all these dangerous weapons charges hanging over her head. And it's only been
there,
about...
Larry. It's still there.
It's still on the record.
It's still on her record.
The governor's expungement hasn't even caught up with the computers yet. So as we speak, even though we're about 2 months after the actual act was taken by the governor, Shanine is still under the thumb of this system. It's almost like a Kafka novel. The guy's in jail and he doesn't know why. He doesn't know for how long. It's just incredible. It's bizarro world. And
it is bizarro.
But I'm repeating myself now.
She had to report to her probation officer even after the pardon was issued.
Yes.
There is something convoluted about the system that we live in. And it just, we don't have enough time to talk about all the turns that this case has gone through. But she's living it every day.
No, we don't. There's the music. Every day. It's not over, folks. Please do reach out. ShanineAllen.org. You can't help a more deserving person. And let's show her that the rest of us care, even if the state of New Jersey is bizarro. Hopefully, Shanine, you'll never have to go to New Jersey again. And I would hope that none of us do either. Thank you so much for being with us today.
So the phone rings and I pick it up and it's Mark. And Mark says to me, hey, third Sunday, June, Father's Day, I ordered Dad a gun. It's here. He's going to build it out and we're going to go out on Father's Day shooting. You want to come? And I said, yeah, what a great idea for a Father's Day gift. An AR-15 rifle kit from GunsAD.com. I think I'll get my dad one. He says, go ahead. See you out on the range. So we're going to meet on the range on Father's Day. Get your dad an AR-15 rifle kit at GunsAD.com. GunsAD.com or call 844-2-GUNS-80.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.